Welcome to A Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I read to you the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples sent, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and other cut down branches from the trees, and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that sent before, and followed after that, cried, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Now this is a record of what is called the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Many were praising him and shouting, Hosanna, which simply means, Save, we pray. They attributed to him the distinction of the long-anticipated Messiah, the one that was prophesied to come through David. Spreading the garments and the branches were indications of bestowing honor. And while others in the city asked, Who is this? The answer was readily given. This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Let us study Jesus as a prophet. Now a prophet is one who speaks for another. In one sense, a prophet foretells the future. If a prophet foretells the future and it comes to pass, he's a true prophet. Otherwise, he's a false prophet. Deuteronomy 18:20-22, and such is also taught in Jeremiah 28 and verse 9. So many have proven themselves false prophets by predicting what they could not know, and being proven false, it did not occur. A prophet is also a forth-teller, a preacher, a teacher. It was foretold by Moses that God would raise up a prophet who would command the word of the Lord. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 18. Peter cited that prophecy in Acts chapter 3 when he preached, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. The prophet taught the people the will of God. Peter showed that Moses' foretelling prophecy had reference to Jesus as a forthtelling prophet. Jesus was a prophet in both senses, forecasting the future and preaching the word. Notice some of his predictions. For instance, he predicted his going away in John chapter 8 and John 16. He predicted his betrayal. He said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me, Matthew 26, verse 21. And he predicted Peter's denial. Verily I say unto thee that this night before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice, Matthew 26 and verse 34. And he foretold his own suffering many times, as well as his resurrection, Matthew chapter 17, chapter 20, chapter 26. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. And this was fulfilled when he met his disciples in the mountains of Galilee, Matthew 28 and verse 16. He foretold the fall of the city of Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 24, and many of the things that would take place prior to and during its fall. And the minute fulfillment of his words are marvelous and worthy of consideration. As we listen to his words of prediction and observe how the things he said came to pass, We can say with the Samaritan woman, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Jesus did more prophesying than simply predicting the future happenings, however. He was first and foremost a preacher and a teacher. His first coming into the world was at a time when there was such a need for a teacher from God. Men needed to know the way of salvation that God had developed and prepared and had gradually been revealing through the years. John the Baptist had pointed to Jesus as the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The Old Testament had given many types and shadows and promises and prophetic words concerning him. The Gentiles were steeped in the darkness of sins, alienated from God. The Jews had lost their moorings as well, bogged down with the traditions and customs which they had come to consider sacred like God's truth. They had strained at the gnat and swallowed the camel. They were paying tithes of mint and anise and cumin, but omitting the weightier matters of the law, and of judgment, and of mercy, and of faith. And in the midst of all of this came Jesus, preaching and teaching, and opening a new chapter in the history of the human family and in God's dealings with man. Jesus taught both by declaration and by illustration. Many of the truths he taught were both declared and illustrated. He taught the power of the word and illustrated it by parables. Consider, for instance, the parable of the sower. Listen as he warns the people to watch. He illustrated his warnings with the parable of the 10 virgins. He declared the necessity of a life of faithfulness and service and taught it with the parable of the talents. He told Nicodemus to be born again and showed what that was when he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Jesus not only taught by declaration and illustration, but also by demonstration. He practiced what he preached. He did what he said. Too many of us are good at saying and short on doing. But Jesus was perfect in what he said and perfect in what he did. This is the reason that we should imitate him, as the Apostle Paul has admonished in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. We should follow in his steps, 1 Peter 2 verse 21. Jesus taught forgiveness, and he forgave, providing forgiveness for all. Jesus taught love, and he loved. He taught kindness, and he was kind. He taught devotion, and he was faithful. He taught prayer, and he prayed. When people heard him teach, even those who were set to take him came away saying, "Never man spake like this man," John 7 and verse 46. And because he did as he taught, Pilate was able to say, "I find no fault in this man," Luke 23:4. Even Pilate's wife called him a just man, Matthew 27:19. The centurion recognized him as a righteous man, Luke 23:47. And even though he was tempted in all points, like as we are, he was without sin, Hebrews 4, verse 15. And at his mock trials, it was asked, "Why, what evil hath he done?" The fact remained, he was not guilty of having done anything but good, Acts 10, verse 38. Judas, he even said that he had betrayed innocent blood, Matthew 27 and verse 4. And the reason he was innocent is because he had done as he had taught. Seeing Jesus as a prophet in both senses, this should cause us to have greater respect for him. It shows that we can have confidence in him. He was that prophet. He was the prophet that God said would come. And people recognized him as a prophet. The scriptures state that he was a prophet. The men on the road to Emmaus said of him, "Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people," Luke 24:19. Jesus played many roles in his life. He served many purposes. He accomplished so much. But one of the many roles that our Lord filled while here upon this earth was that he is that prophet of God. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.